To CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Gas prices across the state continue to approach record highs. CPR's Matt Bloom reports the average cost of a gallon of gas passed $4 this week.
Prices began to take off after the war in Ukraine began, and they haven't stopped since. Skylar McKinley is with AAA Colorado.
The bad news is that, yes, supply is really, really tight, which leads to these high prices that we're paying. But on the flip side, there's a lot of economic confidence. Americans are ready to travel again. That's the good news. It means demand is back.
Colorado's highest average price on record is $4.09, which it hit back in 2008. AAA expects we'll reach that level again as the summer travel season gets going. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The school board for the New America School Charter System says it will not consider any collective bargaining options after teachers offered three different proposals in an attempt to unionize. Colette Simpkins is a teacher at one of the group's schools. She said teachers feel let down.
These people are not in our classrooms, so I don't know how they feel that they know what is best for us and for our students when the only time I see them outside of a board meeting is at graduation.
Union organizers say more than 70% of teachers support the effort. Ball Arena will host its first game of the NBA playoffs tonight when the Denver Nuggets take on the visiting Golden State Warriors. The Nuggets lost the first two games of the series in San Francisco. The first team to reach four wins will advance to the second round of the playoffs. Tip-off for Game 3 is at 8 tonight. In Denver, it's 76 degrees with a few clouds. In Grand Junction, it's 81 degrees and clear. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.